News.
The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Hapster at WJON. News time is 4:32. Currently 73 degrees here at the WJON studios. We'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up after the news. And news is brought to you this afternoon by LJ Plumbing. St. Cloud police are investigating multiple reports of gunshots in North St. Cloud on Tuesday night. Officers responded to the 1700 block of Centennial Drive at about 11:20 p.m. The responding officers canvassed the area and were unable to find any victims or reports of property damage. However, officers did locate several spent shell casings in the area. Based on their initial investigation, the gunfire does not appear to be a random incident. The police department's criminal investigation unit is asking residents in the area to check their exterior cameras for any footage that can help police with their investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the St. Cloud Police Department at 320-251-1200. A long-term investigation into large-scale cocaine trafficking in central Minnesota has led to a number of arrests and the seizure of a large amount of drugs. The Central Minnesota Violent Offender Task Force worked with several local, state, and federal authorities to make numerous controlled purchases of cocaine from members of the trafficking organization. The investigation began in the summer of 2025 after VOTF investigators learned a group of people were moving large quantities of cocaine through the St. Cloud area and surrounding communities. According to authorities, the group has ties to Puerto Rico and used sophisticated methods to transport cocaine to Minnesota. Investigators determined several members of the organization had been operating in Stearns, Benton, Todd, and Hennepin counties. The investigation led to multiple search warrants being served on Monday that resulted in officers recovering more than 2.5 pounds of cocaine, over $10,000 cash, 6 vehicles, a motorcycle, and additional evidence of narcotics trafficking. In all, 9 people were arrested pending charges of first-degree drug charges. For a list of the suspects who were arrested, find this story through the WJON mobile app or at WJON.com. The victim and other 2 people involved in the drowning incident near Cross Lake on Tuesday have been identified. The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old University of Minnesota Morris student Cameron Walker drowned after the paddle boat he was on capsized. The 2 women on the boat with him at the time have been identified as 20-year-old Caitlin Davids and 22-year-old Paris Red Thunder. Both women are also students at the University of Minnesota Morris. The incident remains under investigation by the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office. Once again, the Minnesota House floor session started with Democrats demanding action on the gun violence prevention package passed by the Senate. It includes a ban on assault weapons. DFL floor leader Jamie Long questioned Republican House Speaker Lisa DeMuth.
Madam Speaker, it has been 9 days since the Senate sent over Senate File 4067, which is the comprehensive gun violence prevention package. I've asked a few times to try to determine the location of the bill, and I'm wondering if you could tell me where the bill is located.
Representative Long, there are a number of bills that the Senate sent over that are omnibus bills. It is with those others being reviewed.
Representative Long responded,
Madam Speaker, we do not have very many days left. It has been 9 days since the bill has been sent to us, and we have heard cries and pleas from Annunciation families and others that the bill be allowed to advance to the floor for a vote. It is in your control right now whether that happens, and I ask that you move that forward.
On timing, Speaker DeMuth said, quote, it is the Speaker's prerogative, and that will be announced to the body when it comes forward, unquote. The session ends on Monday. You can stay up to date on local news, weather, and sports at any time with the WJON app powered by Farmers and Merchants State Bank. I'm Paul Hapster at WJON News. Your WJON weather eye forecast is coming up next.